Waldo. And they said, the train don't stop in Waldo anymore. You have to go to Jacksonville. So I got extremely irritated. That's not the word I would normally use, but you understand. And wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. And they restored service. If you would like service to your area, I will write another song. Well, the greatest train that ever run down America's railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear her whistle blow. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She hauled oranges and she hauled people down that railroad track. From 10 miles away back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. See your old smokestack ablaze and watch them big steel drivers roll. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. You know, people line the railroad track, watch the OBS go by. She made grown men shiver and little babies cry. She shook the ground around small towns 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all of them railroad towns to the sights of New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Watch it now, folks. Well, look yonder coming. I'm coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. That's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Well, I'm going down to Florida. Where? Said I'm going down to Florida. Gonna get some sand in my shoes. I said, I'm going down to Florida. Gonna get some sand in my shoe. Ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Dennis Devine. The fastest train on that line. I said, talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. She's that Orange Blossom Special, rolling down a seaboard line. Wayne, do you know how to play this? Thank you.
part I did a while ago, see, that was a whistle on a steam engine, right? Whistle on a steam engine. Then they came out with the newfangled diesel engine, went like this. That's a diesel engine. And every once in a while, there'd be an old cow stand on the railroad track. An old cow. That was an old cow. That was a steer. Don't explain it to him, lady. He'll catch on in a second. And if that cow is standing on the railroad track fixing to get run over, you can bet your bottom dollar that ranch was riding up and down side the railroad track with a brand new GMC, picking up the truck with a roll bar and a bucket seat, some antennas look like a porcupine with a thyroid condition. And he is blowing his horn trying to get the cow off the track. Killed the cow. Now, for those of you that don't know what the band's been doing up here, see, while I've been talking, they've been holding an E chord. For those of you that don't play guitar, the E chord is one of the more difficult chords that there is to make.
Wayne.
In fact, you might say it's one of the more painful chords that there is to make. Kind of helps if you hit your hand with a hammer a few times, you know, and got your case of arthritis.
Wayne.
One way that you can tell that this is an E chord is by the sheer look of agony on their faces. Y'all ready?
May your mother run out from under the porch and bite you. Thank you, ladies. We have, and gentlemen, we have now been ordered off the stage, but thank you. You're great anyway.
Thank you.
Can I say this about the wallet?
Yeah.
Before we continue, we have something back here that belongs to David Kimball. If he'd like to have it, he should come back and we'll give it to him. If he doesn't, we'll keep it. David Kimball.
It's a pleasure to have the privilege of presenting our final musicians for the night. Red and Murphy Henry used to live in Alachua County in the Hawthorne District, and they were well-known, popular, much sought after musicians. They up and moved to Virginia, and how we've missed them. But we decided that we were lonesome to hear them, and so we've brought them back. And let's welcome to the platform Red and Murphy Henry.
Thank you so much. Give us a couple seconds here.
Lord, you ought to been uptown this morning, and you really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loaded. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia bound.
I finally got the hint I wasn't wanted. It seems that I got into your way. But like a ship that's bound across the ocean, I'm leaving Ohio, I'm on my way.
Lord, you oughta been uptown this morning, and you really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loaded. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia bound.
I could always keep you, and that you would never go astray. But now that it's all over, I'm leaving Ohio, I'm on my way.
Lord, you ought to been uptown this morning, and you really should have seen my frown. My suitcase is packed and I'm loaded. I'm leaving you, baby, I'm Georgia bound.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. That was written by one of our favorite Florida entertainers, the late, great Chubby Anthony, who's appeared many times on this stage, and one of the finest fiddle players we've ever had the privilege to work with, and a great songwriter. He wrote that for the guitar, and I think Red did a fine job of picking it. We're going to try to entertain you here for about the next 45 minutes. We hope we do some songs that you enjoy. We've got a mixture of some old and some new and some tried and some true, and this is one of the latter, one of our favorite train songs. It's one called The Wreck of the Old 97. Up in Monroe, Virginia, said Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, it's the old 97. You must put her into Spencer on time. Well, he turned around and said to his black and greasy farmer, shoveling, hey, little Marco. And when we cross this white oak mountain, you're gonna watch old 97 roll.
Play it, Maybell.
Well, Well, it's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, and it lies hard at 3 mile grade. It was on this stretch that he lost his air brakes. You should have seen the jump that he made. He's going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreckage with his hand on the throttle. He was scalded to death by the steam. Telegram came down from Washington City, and this is how it read. That brave engineer that run all night, and he's lying down in Danville dead. So come on, you ladies, and take this warning. This time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true lover, husband. He may leave you and never return. He may leave you and never return. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. Red and I write a lot of our own songs, and we'd like to do a song that we've written. This is a... guess this is a little bit on the gospel side. A lot of bluegrass music is gospel music. And I was raised in a small town in North Georgia called Clarksville, Georgia. It's always been one of the highlights of my life, I think, that I was really and truly raised in Habersham County, which, of course, is a town that in the county that Gamble is always talking about. I'm really from there, and I know all the Arendales and the Gamble stories. But anyhow, we spent a lot of time going to church when I was growing up in Clarksville, because it's a small town and there wasn't a whole lot to do. And I always attended the Baptist church there. Well, that was okay, and then you know, I enjoyed that well enough. But once a year, my granddaddy would take us just across the county line to a little country church where he was raised as a boy, and we'd have a family reunion, and we'd have singing all day and dinner on the ground. And well, I tell you, I was mighty partial to the dinner on the ground, that's for sure. But better than that, if you can believe it, is I liked the singing all day. We'd of course have preaching in the morning, then we'd eat dinner, then afternoon we'd go back in the church house and get out the old Stamps Baxter hymnals and with the shape notes, and we'd sing songs that we didn't sing in town. We were singing things like I'll Fly Away, When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder, Precious Memories, and Farther Along. And those were songs that really touched my heart, and I'd never heard anything like that. And I tried to put that a little bit of that feeling in this song of mine. It's one called Hallelujah, How They Love to Sing. When I was a girl in the mountains, we'd go to church in town most every week. But once a year we'd gather at a little country church for a family reunion. We held at Amy's Creek. The dinner on the ground, it was delightful, and the singing, it was mostly done by ear. We never sang like that back in the city. I guess the folks were scared the Lord might hear. Four part harmony, oh how sweet to me. Never quite on key, such a mystery how the people sang when the church bells rang. Hallelujah, how they love to sing. Songs that they were singing, precious memories, it always brought a tear. We'd close the show, we gather at the river, and said we'd see you back again next year. Oh, but Grandpa Grover died in the springtime, and the family reunion passed away. But I'll always hold it dear, for there I learned to hear people sing old-fashioned way, four-part harmony.
quite on key. Such a mystery how the people sang when the church bells rang. Hallelujah, how they loved to sing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If you happen to be making a trip up to the North Georgia Mountains this summer, you can drive right by Amy's Creek Baptist Church. Go in and see where we used to sing. We'd like to ask Red to bring the fiddle around. When you're just playing music with two people, you sort of have to play a game called musical instruments. So he's going to bring the fiddle around. We'd like to do one of the old-time fiddle and banjo numbers for you. You know, that... It's really where a lot of bluegrass music came from. The hills with one person grabbing a fiddle and the other and grabbing a banjo, and they'd play for a square dance all night or sit on the front porch and just play and sing. We've picked out one of our favorites here. I think Red might even get wound up and sing a verse or two if he's not careful.
Well, this does have words to it, Murphy. We learned this tune at about 3 o'clock in the morning one time at a picking party in 1967 from a fella from the worst part of Western Kentucky. You've seen him here many times.
You talking about Dale Kreider?
Yes, Murphy, that's exactly right. It's a heck of a tune, old traditional number. It's called Old Joe Clark. Chase my bear dogs under the rug and drinks my whiskey. He puts a fiddle in my hand, he tells me what to play. He dances with my pretty little wife till the break of day. Round, round, old Joe Clark, round, round, I say. Round, round, old Joe Clark, I'll be back one day. Clark's wife and broke her pelvis bone. Round, round, old Joe Clark. That's a traditional verse, Murphy.
It better
old
be.
Old Joe Clark, I'll be back one day. Well, mighty fine little traditional lyrics there, Murphy, for you.
Very interesting, Red, to find out what you've been doing in your spare time. It's...
Why don't you play the guitar for a while, Murphy?
All right, Red, I think I will. It's hard to get up and do anything that purports to be a set of bluegrass or country music without including at least one number by Hank Williams, one of the finest songwriters that ever lived. So here's one of our favorites. It's one called Hey, Good Lookin'. Covered with veins, cause I'm writing your name on every page. Hey, hey, good looking, what you got a cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Thank you very much. That gets sort of violent there, I'm telling you. Whew, goodness gracious. I think we might to break things up just a little bit, Red, and show, certainly not my versatility, I'm just going to play the guitar, but show your versatility on the mandolin, do a song that's not strictly bluegrass. Of course, I know not everybody out in the audience is a hardcore bluegrass fan, so we'd like to reach back and get a theme from a movie soundtrack, if we could, and play a little Russian balalaika music for you. And of course, the movie was Dr. Zhivago, and this is called Lara's Theme.